Refugee women who want to find ways to sustain themselves take driving classes in the greater Atlanta area. Moving to a new country can be scary on its own, and getting behind the wheel in addition to that can be even more intimidating. Because of that, Mona Megahed, the co-founder and vice president of Ithar, an Atlanta area nonprofit organization that aids refugee families through their resettlement, says women often rely on their spouses to do everyday tasks that require a car.
I was really shocked to learn that a lot of these women were struggling because they were fully dependent on their spouses. So to go grocery shopping, to take their kids to the doctor's office, if they had a parent-teacher conference at school.
She adds that driving is even more important in suburban areas like Greater Atlanta. I'm Haya Panjwani.